Welcome to this edition of the Fireside Bookshelf. Join our host Ginger Green as she opens doors to the literary world, both past and present, featuring some of the best Christian books pertinent to believers and their pursuit of biblical truth. Each week she will discuss selected resources which have touched her heart and life, with a hope that will enhance your study of the scriptures and encourage you in your spiritual walk. From foundational Christian truths, to marriage and parenting, to understanding the times we live in, Ginger has assembled some amazing Christian authors, and each week we'll explore their works, all designed to help us grow in grace and knowledge in Jesus Christ. And now for today's presentation.
During my freshman year in college, the Economics Club took a trip to the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing for a tour. I found the production process fascinating and was amazed at all the levels of security that surround the making of U.S. currency, security that has only intensified over the last 30 years or so. An interesting tidbit is that a special team of the Secret Service, under the umbrella of the Treasury Department, investigates counterfeiting. Now, when most people think about the United States Secret Service, they usually think about one thing, the protection of the president, along with other designated officials. Certainly providing security for some of the most high-profile political figures in the world is one of the Secret Service's main responsibilities. But they do have one other primary responsibility that many people are not aware of, suppressing the counterfeiting of U.S. currency. The Secret Service was created on July 5, 1865, in Washington, D.C., as the Secret Service Division of the Department of the Treasury, in order to help stop the counterfeiting of U.S. currency. The counterfeiting of currency was widespread after the Civil War, with a reported one-third of all currency in circulation at the time being counterfeit. Prior to the creation of the Secret Service, there were only three other federal law agencies: the United States Park Police, the U.S. Post Office Department's Office of Instructions and Mail Depredations, and the U.S. Marshals Service. So how does one go about spotting counterfeit money? Agents are trained by intensely studying the original, not by studying various types of counterfeit money. Then, when a counterfeit is presented, the flaws are obvious because they have spent countless hours looking at the authentic, real, and true item. We've been talking a great deal over the last several weeks about various lies and counterfeit truths found in the world that have taken hold within the church and the lives of many Christians. And while it is important to be aware of the flood of lies put forth by the enemy, knowing the truth is far more vital. So how do we protect ourselves and guard against falling prey to the lies of the enemy? We do what the special Secret Service agents do. We train by studying the original intensely. We get to know God's word and God's truth. And then, when a counterfeit is presented, the flaws will be obvious because we have spent countless hours looking at the authentic. The Bible is the one genuine source of authentic truth, and immersing ourselves in it on a daily basis is absolutely paramount to a Christian's spiritual walk. Yet often in our crazy, busy world, this essential practice falls by the wayside. We get overwhelmed when contemplating where to begin amid the 66 chapters and the over 780,000 words which make up the Bible. And the whispers from the enemy that the task is just too daunting is an easy lie to succumb to. Have you ever wished in the middle of it all you could just ask Jesus any question and know what he had to say about the problems you face? Now you can. For the first time ever, all the statements of Jesus have been brought together under more than 200 practical, easy-to-find topics. As one reviewer wrote, "This amazing book enables us to quickly find everything Jesus said about each important question, issue, and problem we'll ever face. What a gift to all of us who want to get to know him better." And I can't think of a better way for skeptics to discover who Jesus really is and what he's all about. So come be a part as we search out the greatest words ever spoken, everything Jesus said about you, your life, and everything else, written by Stephen Scott. the greatest words ever spoken. How could such a claim be made about any collection of statements? With all of the life-changing words spoken by so many great men and women throughout history, how could the words of one person rise above all the others? To find the greatest words ever spoken, they would have to reveal incredible truths that would otherwise go undiscovered. They would have to bring extraordinary, perhaps even near miraculous benefit to the hearts, minds, and lives of those who read them. Certainly, to qualify as the greatest words ever spoken, they would have to produce life-altering changes, not for just a few people, but for millions. They would have to impart hope to those in despair, joy to those whose hearts are broken, and peace that subdues even the most paralyzing fears. To earn the ranking of the greatest words ever spoken, the words would have to exert enough power to transform a hateful heart into a loving one, a mind driven by greed into one overflowing with generosity, a life ruled by arrogance into one that is driven by the desire to serve others. And if they were truly the greatest words ever spoken, they would have to have the power to give sight to the blind, deliverance to the captives, forgiveness to the wrongdoer, and life to the dead. If anyone's words could accomplish these things, Scott asserts, they would be able to rise above all other words in history. They would deserve to be called the greatest words ever spoken. Amazingly enough, these words exist. They have been spoken and recorded, and yes, they have accomplished remarkable, miraculous results. The greatest words ever spoken are the words of Jesus of Nazareth, who claimed to be the Son of the living God. If Jesus is who he claimed to be, then everything he said must be fully, absolutely true. If he is the Son of God, he would never speak in error. Think of the implications. First, if Jesus' words are absolute truth, then they are the standard by which all other purported truths must be measured. Second, everything Jesus said about you, your life, and your circumstances is true. His words describe your life and reveal your immediate and long-term future. To succeed in life, to understand yourself, and to gain wisdom about your present and your future, you need to learn everything Jesus had to say about you. In that way, you will discover what he wants for you and from you. And then there are the promises Jesus made. If you choose to follow him, then all of his promises are promises you can count on, Scott assures us. Promises that will produce peace in a troubled heart, joy in the midst of tragedy, success in place of failure, and most important, a glorified life that lasts for eternity. And that leads to the most important question you will ever face. Is Jesus of Nazareth the person he claims to be, or was he a mere man? Scott reports that Napoleon Bonaparte, the Emperor of France, and one of the greatest military geniuses who ever lived, concluded that Jesus was no mere man. Once when Napoleon was discussing emperors and their empires with his most trusted advisors, the name of Jesus came up. To the surprise of his generals, Napoleon explained, "Superficial minds see a resemblance between Christ and the founders of empires and the gods of other religions. That resemblance does not exist. Everything in Christ astonishes me. His spirit awes me. His will confounds me. Between him and whoever else is in the world, there is no possible term of comparison. He is truly a being by himself. His manner of convincing is not explained either by human organization or by the nature of things. One can absolutely find nowhere but in him alone the imitation or example of his life. I have searched in vain in history to find those similar to Jesus Christ. Neither history, nor humanity, nor the ages, nor nature offer me anything with which I'm able to compare it or explain it. Here, everything is extraordinary." What did Napoleon know that some of us do not? He was a student of history, a student of men, and he diligently studied the life and words of Christ. In light of this, he believed that no one in history could compare to Jesus of Nazareth. Think about it. One man from an obscure village in the Middle East has changed so many millions of lives as well as the course of history. If ever a man should be overlooked by history, it was Jesus. Consider the facts. Jesus was born to a peasant couple in a village in the middle of nowhere. He lived in a country occupied by foreign conquerors. His only means of transportation was his legs. He was a carpenter until he turned 30, and only then he began to teach and speak in public. For 3 short years, he proclaimed his message, mostly in small villages. After being falsely accused and convicted in a rigged trial, he was sent to death by an official who believed him to be innocent. He died the death of a criminal and was executed on a cross between 2 convicted criminals. Only his mother and a few of his closest followers were present at his execution. The rest of his disciples had fled, hiding from the mob and Roman officials. Scott notes, it was only after Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to his followers that his disciples were transformed from distraught cowards into confident, fearless believers and preachers of Jesus' message. But they had no means to spread his story and teachings to a mass audience. There were no radios, television, or printing presses. In fact, paper as we know it had not even been invented. Every papyrus scroll had to be painstakingly written by hand. The only way to make a copy was to read the original and laboriously copy it word by word. In first century Palestine, the thought that Jesus' life might make a significant impact on anyone beyond the Judean countryside was laughable. Any history of this wandering rabbi who appeared in public for only 3 years should have been lost, either burned or buried in the rubble when Jerusalem was destroyed by the Roman legion less than 40 years after Jesus walked the earth. Against such a background, you can begin to understand the miracle of his life and words. Jesus' short earthly life, far from being lost to the generations who have followed, became the focal point of history. How can one man's life impact humanity to a greater extent than any other person or series of events in history? As you read the greatest words ever spoken, you will get to know this man who changed everything forever, Scott declares. Jesus did it all, not with money, armies, science, or politics, but with the witness of his life and the power of his words. His life and the miracles he performed attracted the attention of the crowd, but it is what he said that melted their hearts and transformed their lives. The Apostle John said, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." John 1:14. Today we have more information about everything than any past generation, Scott tells us. Yet most people know less of what Jesus said. Countless people are so unaware of first century history that they are easily swayed by baseless myths perpetrated by works of fiction like the Da Vinci Code. Many Christians have built their beliefs and values on the words of Bible teachers, authors, television and radio preachers, rather than on the words of Christ. As wonderful as the words of preachers and writers may be, they cannot begin to compare in wonder and power to the pure, undiluted words of Jesus Christ. After all, he alone claimed to be the embodiment of all truth when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." John 14:6. He made incredible promises to those who build their lives on his words. It is important to realize that Jesus did not make these promises to people who followed the words of any other teacher, prophet, or leader. The words of Jesus stand alone in truth, power, and authority. For example, he promised, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31 and 32. And that was just the beginning, Scott proclaims. Here are a few of the many promises Jesus made to those who abide in his word. You will receive eternal life. God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will be your constant companion both with you and within you. You will receive a level of peace and joy direct from God that is otherwise unattainable. Jesus did not come to earth to start a new religion. In fact, he leveled his harshest criticisms at the religious leaders of his day. He accused them of not knowing God and said that they had used religion to bind people to a life of misery, frustration, and failure. He claimed they were blind and had blinded the spiritual eyes of their followers. When he described himself, Jesus claimed that he had come from God and that his mission was to reveal who God was and what God wanted. Most important, Jesus claimed that he could lead anyone into an intimate relationship with the only true God, and that in doing so, he would lead them into eternal life. In his final prayer before his crucifixion, Jesus stated, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who you have sent." John 17:3. Think about getting to know the God who created the universe. What would it be like to know him on a first-name basis, or even better, to know him so intimately that you can call him your best friend, even your dad? Imagine what it would be like if you could consistently experience his presence and a level of peace and joy that no adversary could vanquish. That's exactly what will happen to us as we begin to focus on the words of Christ, Scott reveals. The words of Jesus have changed the course of history by changing millions of lives, one life at a time. His words were first believed by those who witnessed his miracles. He turned water into wine, caused the blind to receive their sight, the lame to walk, and the dead to rise. Fortunately for us, he promised even greater blessings to those in later generations who would believe in him without seeing him in person. For 2,000 years, Jesus has kept that promise. He extends that same promise to you. As you begin to store up his words in your mind and heart, you will discover their life-changing power in ways you never thought possible. In the greatest words ever spoken, you will find every word of Jesus that is recorded in the New Testament organized in more than 200 topics. This will enable you to read everything Jesus said without the interruption of commentary, transitional themes, and details about the activities of the people who surround him. As you read this book, you can immerse yourself in Jesus' words. You can reflect on every statement he made about things that are important to you. You'll see everything the Lord said on such subjects as prayer, faith, eternal life, fear, your life's priorities, his incredible promises, and the claims he made about himself. Because Jesus' words are organized by topic, you can easily grasp the scope of what he said on each one. In a matter of minutes, you can read everything he said about a topic, which will help you gain a deeper understanding of his teachings. People who have read Jesus' words as they are organized in this book say they have gained a depth of wisdom and experienced a life-changing power far greater than they could have imagined. Jesus made a number of incredible promises to men and women who learn, embrace, and follow his words. He said we should base all of our values, beliefs, and behaviors on the foundation of his words. Unfortunately, Scott writes, most of us base our lives on a mixture of things we've learned from every source we've been exposed to. As a result, the foundation of our beliefs is the combination of truth and falsehood, including contradictory information and false assumptions. This is not a book you will read cover to cover in a few sittings. You won't even find one of the chapters to be a quick read. Instead, this book is a resource that you can use for the rest of your life. The 200-plus topics offer great variety. If you are seeking an answer to a specific question, a quick reading of Jesus' words on that topic will meet that need. If you are wrestling with an important decision, the wisdom and inspiration you seek can be found by reading his word on the appropriate topics. At the same time, a focused study of a topic can provide a rock-solid foundation for your faith. You will deepen your love for God, and it will provide an anchor in the greatest trials of life. This book can easily be adapted to the need of the moment. Depending on the topic and how you approach it, the spiritual meal can range from a quick energy bar to an entire buffet. Scott promises that because the wisdom offered on each topic comes solely from the undiluted statements of Christ, their depth and power are enlightening, faith-building, and life-changing. Here are two suggestions that will help you get the most out of reading this book. First, use it as a quick reference. Whenever you are studying a biblical subject, considering a spiritual question, or seeking guidance for a decision, the first question you should ask is, "What did Jesus say?" His words will provide a foundation for all your values, beliefs, and doctrines. Next, use it for topical studies for you and your family. One of the greatest values of this book is that it will enable you to quickly and effectively study any subject that Christ spoke about. Individuals, couples, and families can select topics to study during morning or evening devotions, in-depth individual Bible studies, or group Bible studies. Scott suggests going to the table of contents and placing a check by the topics that interest you most. This will help prioritize the subjects you want to study first. As you study the words of Christ, you will receive the benefit He promised in John 16:13 and John 14:26. The Holy Spirit will guide you in all truth. He will tell you the things to come, and He will glorify Christ. Jesus Christ also promises that the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that Christ has spoken to you. Jesus' greatest promises were made to those who will hear His words and do them. His words will provide abundant life and perfect wisdom for any decision you face, and all the power you will need to overcome any adversity. But the promises He makes and the power He offers will never be known by those who refuse to hear His words. In my 43 years of discovering and relying on His words, Scott states, I've experienced miraculous outcomes in every area of my life. What His words have done for me, I know they will also do for you. May you learn their meaning and experience their power as never before. My hope, Scott shares, is that as you study the words of Christ, any weaknesses in your current foundation will be revealed, and you will replace them with the undiluted, indestructible concrete of Jesus' words. May He bless you in your pursuit of intimacy with God and the eternal truth revealed by Jesus' incomparable words. The Greatest Words Ever Spoken, written by Stephen Scott, can be found at your local bookstore or online and is currently available in hardcover, paperback, and digital format. Gary Smalley said, "It is a treasure chest of answers, promises, inspiration, encouragement, love, faith, and power for living that no Christian home should be without." And one final note from the Fireside Bookshelf. None of the books featured on this program are ever intended to replace the Bible and the need for immersing ourselves in God's Word on a daily basis. And just because a book is recommended does not mean that all writings and teachings by an author are recommended. Remember, you, the reader, must always read with discernment. And while no book besides the Bible can be all things to all people, our hope here at the Fireside Bookshelf is to present a variety of Christian resources that seek to remain faithful to biblical truth and which provide insights to help strengthen and deepen your spiritual walk.
If today's featured book has sparked your interest or addressed an area of concern for you or a friend, we hope you will consider adding a copy to your library of Christian resources. Nowadays, when busyness seems to be our business, we need to return to the lost art of reading so that we will continue learning more of God's Word and His Son, Jesus Christ, the only one who has the power to transform hearts and minds. The Fireside Bookshelf is a ministry of sharing hearts and can be heard on this station every Sunday at 4 p.m. Past episodes can be found anytime at www.sharonhearts.org. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next week for our next exciting feature here at the Fireside Bookshelf.